Hey, everybody, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, and this is...
Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Lorraine. How are you?
I am well, even though
it's been a few days.
It has been a few days, and we've been trying to do a little catch-up, but we definitely have to... you're on a schedule today.
Yes.
Yeah, so not that we want to cut this short by all means, and we won't, but we definitely need to kind of stick to a little stricter time
structure.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Structure, there you go. That's a good word. So, anyway, welcome to everybody out there. We are so glad you were able to join us. I'm so glad that we were able to finally get this together on Monday.
Yes.
Our new day to do our joint podcast co-hosting.
Exactly. Do it at the beginning of the week and start it off.
I think it's a better I was thinking back to why we started on Fridays, and back then I think your Fridays were a little more clear.
Mm-hmm.
It was a different schedule for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we started it on October 1st, which just happened to be a Friday.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So there were a couple of things that were leading to us doing that. So, but now I think it's better for me. I'd rather start on a Monday. You know, we can talk about the weekend. We can have,
chat.
Not that we don't. I mean, I don't know a day that we don't ever have something to talk about.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
You're my male Sharon. I think I've told you that, right?
Yes.
You are. You're like the male version of Sharon, because she and I don't skip a beat. I promise you. We can talk for, we could probably talk all day.
Isn't that crazy? There's people that you just click with. It doesn't matter. You just talk and talk and talk.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. And you're one of those people. You're one of my people.
Yes, we are people.
We are people. Anyway, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, everybody out there, thanks for joining us. We're glad you were here. There is no, coincidence that you found us. There is a reason. God's calling you. And just to kind of give you a reiteration of what we do, if you are new to our podcast, this is Leap of Faith. We read our Bible one chapter a day, 5 days a week. We thought it was kind of easier to get your Bible reading in a little bit. You know, you get a little bit here, a little bit there, and gets you closer to God, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the goal.
That is our goal. So we've been doing this for 2 years now, a little bit over. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of 2 Samuel in the Old Testament. Now, if you are OCD like I am, you might want to go back to the original first chapter in Matthew in the New Testament if you feel like you would fare better with that. Or you can go back to the first chapter in Genesis if you feel like you need to start from the beginning. Totally up to you. Or just dive right in with us. We're in the middle of learning about David and him being king. So,
yeah.
Totally up to you how you want to do that. So anyway,
I was just going to mention, so Cassie's reading her Bible in chronological order.
How is she doing with that?
Good. Yeah. It's different.
So it's funny you should say that because, okay, so Sharon and I are in the middle of, what did I tell you? Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the latter part. We're almost finishing up. And again, we do one chapter a day, just like this. It's taken us since, what did I tell you? We started doing it in 2019, I think it was.
Okay.
We started. So it's been 5 years. We've already done the New Testament and we're on our way to finishing the Old Testament. Anyway, my point is, when we finish, we want to go back and do it chronologically.
Yeah.
We're going to start over again.
Yeah, she's got her Bible app, and so she's reading through it that way.
So where is she at? Do you know where she's at right now?
No. You think we would discuss these things?
Yeah.
But
well,
I don't know.
You have homework. You have homework to do now. So next Monday, yes, you're going to have to come back, write a note to yourselves, put it on sticky note.
I will. We'll talk about it. We'll actually have that conversation.
When did she start? Did like January 1st was it her day that she started?
Yeah, it's the beginning of January.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of curious to see how that's going and how many chapters she reads at a time.
I think it's 3 or 4, because I think it's like a year plan is what the Bible app has. So I think it's like 3 or 4 chapters a day.
So before Robert left CBC, and I honestly do not know why I have this Bible that he gave out as a gift. I don't know if he gave it to everybody or if it was to my husband for a gift. I don't remember. I don't know. Maybe it was him graduating from medical school. I don't know. Anyway, he gave us a book, a Bible in chronological order. And it sits,
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's got a brown cover with, I think, a blue binding on it.
Oh, I didn't get one of those.
And it's fat. It's like this fat. Anyway, I thought that when I told Sharon I had this Bible, I was like, we need to dive in and do that next time. So that'd be like the third time I'd be reading through the Old Testament, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a great book.
Exactly.
It's not as if, you know, I ever get bored of reading. I mean, you just keep reading it over and over again and you get more out of it every time.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so everybody out there, I keep saying it. Thanks for joining us. We are probably needing to get diving in. So Jeremiah is going to open us up in prayer and then give us our Bible verse of the day.
All right.
All right.
Let's pray. Holy, holy Father, Lord, we come before your throne, and what a privilege it is to come before you and give you praise and worship. Lord, comforter, provider. There are things, Lord, that we don't necessarily share with everyone, but there are times when we need prayer, Lord. And I pray for our listeners, our watchers, Lord, that maybe there are things that they're not ready to share with others, or they're struggling deep within, Lord. And my prayer is that they pray to you, Lord. I pray that they lay it at your feet, and the encouragement from the Holy Spirit to say their prayers out loud. I pray in my head. I do that a lot, but there are some times where, you know, you let the Spirit speak through you, Lord. And when you say it out loud, when we pray out loud to you, sometimes it really makes a difference. And I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but sometimes saying it out loud is amazing, Lord. And we have our voice, and we lend that voice to you, Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak out loud. Great things happen. My prayer is that each and every person that is joining us in this journey is a blessing to others in how they live and how they talk and how they live their life, Lord, and how they share with each other what's going on, sharing wisdom, sharing laughter, fellowship, whatever it is, Lord, that your light shines through each and every person that is joining us on this journey, and that we're able to reach our friends and family and share your love and your redemption and your grace to the world. And I think that's grace is an amazing thing, Lord. And I think that's something that we need to be able to share a lot more, Lord. And because of that grace, Lord, the reason we have it is because of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we could become justified, righteous, holy, so that we can come straight to you, that we can share a life and learn from you. And then our goal is to spread the gospel, Lord. And I pray for that encouragement and that strength to spread the gospel, even when we fall, to pick ourselves back up, admit that we're wrong, and keep moving forward to show that you show others that you give us grace and we give that grace to everyone else, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this podcast, for what we're able to do and how we do it, Lord. And I pray that your words come out of this podcast. I pray that it reaches people that never thought they could be reached. Encourages people to pick up the book and read a chapter a day, Lord. I pray that this podcast touches millions, Lord, wherever they are, whatever day they fall upon it and start listening, Lord. I pray that this podcast goes out and does your will in the world. Thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity. I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Lord, I just want to tag on there for healing. I felt there's somebody out there who needs to be healed. And I'm not the one that's the healer. It's you. It's Jesus. So, Lord, I'm just praying for healing, whatever that may look like. And whoever's listening, I just pray that they're reaching out to you, like Jeremiah said, that they are praying to you and asking for that healing that only can come from Jesus Christ. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Short and sweet, right?
Yep.
That was an awesome prayer, by the way. Sorry. Okay. I cannot find my little yellow highlighter, so I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants at this point. I guess I can use a pencil. Oh, I found it. All right. Verse of the day.
Verse of the day. Romans 5, which I love Romans.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite books. Romans, yes. 5, chapter 5, verse 2. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. That's his grace right there.
That is his grace.
Yep.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little earlier, how we had already highlighted this from the first time around. And I thought the things that we felt back then that popped out that I had underlined was faith, because of our faith. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where it all begins, is the faith in Jesus Christ, and undeserved. We are so undeserving of everything that Jesus did for us and what God provided for us. So undeserved, right? And then confidence. We have confidence. Those are like three key points in that verse to me, that those are the three things that popped out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and we look forward to sharing God's glory. Joyfully, we look forward to sharing God's glory. I can't wait. You know, I love my life on earth, but I can't wait to be in heaven with Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I only have like a little speck of what that probably looks like, you know,
just right, like, right.
Like dropping the bucket. So, I mean, I think that that's what this is talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, that's an awesome verse you chose. Very good. All right. So we are in episode 113.1.
Yes.
And I think we are chapter 19.
Yes. That's what I got.
Okay, good. All right. Because I have the wrong episode on here because I was off earlier. Anyway. Okay. It's kind of long, and I haven't underlined it yet, so bear with me as I read through this with all those names and stuff, too. Joab rebukes the king. Word soon reached Joab that the king was weeping and mourning for Absalom. As all the people heard of the king's deep grief for his son, the joy of that day's victory was turned into deep sadness. They crept back into the town that day as though they were ashamed and had deserted in battle. The king covered his face with his hands and kept on crying, "Oh, my son, Absalom, oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Then Joab went to the king's room and said to him, "We saved your life today and the lives of your sons, your daughters, and your wives and concubines. Yet you act like this, making us feel ashamed of ourselves. You seem to love those who hate you and hate those who love you. You have made it clear today that your commanders and troops mean nothing to you. It seems that if Absalom had lived and all of us had died, you would be pleased. Now go out there and congratulate your troops, for I swear by the Lord that if you don't go out, not a single one of them will remain here tonight. Then you will be worse off than ever before." So the king went out and took his seat at the town gate, and as the news spread throughout the town that he was there, everyone went to meet him. Meanwhile, the Israelites who had supported Absalom fled to their homes. And throughout all the tribes of Israel, there was much discussion and argument going on. The people were saying, "The king rescued us from our enemies and saved us from the Philistines, but Absalom chased him out of the country. Now Absalom, who we anointed to rule over us, is dead. Why not ask David to come back and be our king again?" Then King David sent Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, to say to the elders of Judah, "Why are you the last ones to welcome back the king into his palace? For I have heard that all Israel is ready. You are my relatives, my own tribe, my own flesh and blood. So why are you the last ones to welcome back the king?" And David told them to tell Amasa, "Since you are my own flesh and blood, like Joab, may God strike me and even kill me if I do not appoint you as commander of my army in his place." Then Amasa convinced all the men of Judah, and they responded unanimously. They sent word to the king, "Return to us and bring back all who are with you." David's return to Jerusalem. So the king started back to Jerusalem. And when he arrived at the Jordan River, the people of Judah came to Gilgal to meet him and escort him across the river. Shimei, son of Gera, the man from Bahurim in Benjamin, hurried across with the men of Judah to welcome King David. 1,000 other men from the tribe of Benjamin were with him, including Ziba, the chief servant of the house of Saul, and Ziba's 15 sons and 20 servants. They rushed down to the Jordan to meet the king. They crossed the shallows of the Jordan to bring the king's household across the river, helping him in every way they could. David's mercy to Shimei. As the king was about to cross the river, Shimei fell down before him. "My lord, the king, please forgive me," he pleaded. "Forget the terrible thing your servant did when you left Jerusalem. May the king put it out of his mind. I know how much I sinned. That is why I have come here today, the very first person in all Israel to greet my lord the king." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said, "Shimei should die, for he cursed the Lord's anointed king." "Who asked your opinion, you sons of Zeruiah?" David exclaimed. "Why have you become my adversary today? This is not a day for execution, for today I am once again the king of Israel." Then, turning to Shimei, David vowed, "Your life will be spared." David's kindness to Mephibosheth. Now Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, came down from Jerusalem to meet the king. He had not cared for his feet, trimmed his beard, or washed his clothes since the day the king left Jerusalem. Why didn't you come with me, Mephibosheth? The king asked him. Mephibosheth replied, My lord the king, my servant Ziba deceived me. I told him, saddle my donkey so I can go with the king, for as you know, I am crippled. Ziba has slandered me by saying that I refused to come. But I know that my lord the king is like an angel of God, so do what you think is best. All my relatives and I could expect only death from you, my lord, but instead you have honored me by allowing me to eat at your own table. What more can I ask? You've said enough, David replied. I've decided that you and Ziba will divide your land equally between you. Give him all of it, Mephibosheth said. I am content just to have you safely back again, my lord the king. David's kindness to Barzillai. Barzillai of Gilead had come down from Rogelim to escort the king across the Jordan. He was very old, 80 years of age, and very wealthy. He was the one who had provided food for the king during his stay in Mahanaim. Come across with me and live in Jerusalem, the king said to Barzillai. I will take care of you there. No, he replied, I am far too old to go with the king to Jerusalem. I am 80 years old today, and I can no longer enjoy anything. Food and wine are no longer tasty, and I cannot hear the singers as they sing. I would only be a burden to my lord the king. Just to go across the Jordan River with the king is all the honor I need. Then let me return again to die in my own town where my father and mother are buried. But here is your servant, my son, Kimham. Let him go with my lord to the king and receive whatever you want to give him. Good, the king agreed. Kimham will go with me, and I will help him in any way you would like, and I will do for you anything you want. So all the people crossed the Jordan with the king. After David had blessed Barzillai and kissed him, Barzillai returned to his own home. The king then crossed over to Gilgal, taking Kimham with him. All the troops of Judah and half the troops of Israel escorted the king on his way. An argument over the king. But all the men of Israel complained to the king. The men of Judah stole the king and didn't give us the honor of helping take you, your household, and all your men across the Jordan. The men of Judah replied, The king is one of our own kinsmen. Why should this make you angry? We haven't eaten any of the king's food or received any special favors. But there are 10 tribes in Israel, the others replied. So we have 10 times as much right to the king as you do. What right do you have to treat us with such contempt? Weren't we the first to speak of bringing him back to be our king again? The argument continued back and forth, and the men of Judah spoke even more harshly than the men of Israel. Wow, that was quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I see there's some highlight there. Did you highlight?
I did highlight a little bit.
Okay, good, because I didn't highlight not one thing, except in 12, 13.
Okay.
I don't even remember highlighting that. That is so weird. All right, where do you want to start?
Well, I didn't highlight till verse 5. So we know that Absalom, right, died. We learned that before. What I highlighted is Joab going to the king's room and just kind of, you know, I think it's always important to have people in your life that are honest with you.
Yes.
Right. And so, and it's hard, especially if you're in a place of power, over people, leadership over people. I don't just say power, but leadership. And to have someone to be able to come to you and kind of tell you the truth is that's those are special people. And so the fact that Joab is able to come and kind of tell David here, this is what we did. This is what's still going on. Even though you're mourning, like there's other things going on. You can't just leave these, your troops and your commanders in this way. So it's, I've always, you know, this is something we do with our kids. Like we're going to tell our kids the truth, you know, and not say, well, we'll encourage them, but we'll also tell them, well, you know, we just to say like we watch American Idol and, you know, people come on there and they're terrible singing. It's like, I mean, we love you and we love that you sing, but no, you shouldn't go out and do this in public.
That's so funny.
Practice. Well,
it's good to have people in your corner like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
that are going to be encouraging, but also, you know, like what he's basically saying, it's like, you know what, you know, put on your big boy pants and get out there and,
right,
you know, suck it up because, you know, you've got a whole nation that's looking to you now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get out there and give them support, you know, you're going to lose. And that's what it says. You know, he's like, now go out there, congratulate your troops. For I swear by the Lord that if you don't go out, not a single one will remain. And you'll be worse off than you were before when Absalom was trying to, you know, take over, which he actually did take over.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, he's also saying, you know, you're acting like you're making us feel like we're ashamed of what we did,
mm-hmm.
you know, but here we've been standing by you and supporting you. So, you know, don't do that. Don't make us feel that way. Yeah. So that was good. I'm glad that you started there. I actually thought about highlighting, but I was so preoccupied with reading it. Right.
Right.
I didn't. It's funny you brought up American Idol because I don't normally watch American Idol, but it was the only thing on TV last night to watch. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, let's keep going because that's another conversation. What else did you get?
I didn't highlight again until down below where we start seeing David forgiving people.
Okay, so I did do 13, like I said, and David told them to tell Amasa, since you are my own flesh and blood like Joab, may God strike me down and kill me, strike me and kill me if I do not appoint you as commander of my army in his place. I don't remember seeing Amasa's name previously. I was trying to go back and see where that was, but I don't see it. Anyway, but the fact is that he's wanting to appoint somebody, you know, as his leader of his army, the commander of his army.
Right.
I'm kind of curious as to who this Amasa is, so I'm going to circle it. And if I ever find a moment to go back and look at it, I will. Oh, wait, there's a little asterisk down there. What is that? 1914. Oh, never mind. All right. So where did you go from there?
When David shows his mercy to Shemaiah.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord, my King, please forgive me. He pleaded, forget the terrible thing that your servant did when you left Jerusalem and made the king put it out of his mind. I know that how much I've sinned, and that is why I've come back here today. And then someone saying, well, you know, he should be put to death for he cursed the Lord's anointed king. And then David says, well, who asked you for your opinion?
Right.
You know, and I think this is a reflection of God as our King and Lord, that when we go before him and ask for forgiveness,
You know, he grants it to us. You know, Christ died so that our sins can be erased. And I don't know about you or others, you know, when I do sin and I ask for forgiveness, there's tends to be a little voice that kind of says, well, you don't deserve forgiveness. Or sometimes it's just, you know, it's just something in the back whispering that, you know, sin is death. But then the words come to mind, you know, Jesus, I did this. Your sins have been erased. It's just kind of a reflection of that.
Yeah.
I think, to me anyways, is.
Yes. You know, it happens. I think what you're saying, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like that little voice is like trying to condemn you.
Right. Right.
Like the enemy is trying to condemn you. And like, mm-hmm. he reminds you of what you did in the past. He likes to yeah. bring the past up.
Exactly.
And so, but like David is already setting the example of who Christ is
mm-hmm.
by saying, you know what? It's okay. I forgive you. You know, he's already setting that example, and his bloodline is not going to show up for another, I don't know, a couple hundred years. So, right. Jesus right. doesn't show up until, yeah. Okay. Did you highlight anything? I didn't do anything until like the last verse.
No, I didn't do anything else. I mean, the next two kind of paragraphs were really, again, about people coming before David and saying, hey, I've messed up.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
I was trying to look back to see where Mephibosheth. Are you impressed that I can say that word?
I know. That was much better than the way I said it.
Okay. I know pride goeth before the fall, because there's going to be other words that I'm not going to be able to say right. But I practiced that. I got to tell you, there's some names in here that I've had to practice a couple of times, and I might not be saying them right. I have no idea. Anyway, the very last thing that I highlighted was, you know, they're arguing over the king. It sounds to me they're arguing over who has kind of quote unquote rights to him.
Right.
And then it says the argument continued back and forth, and the men of Judah spoke even more harshly than the men of Israel. I mean, these guys, you know, Judah, I know that there's a split between Judah and Israel, right?
I was just thinking about that if this is kind of the beginning of that.
Yeah. So there's a timeline that's coming up, because we're going into 1 and 2 Kings. And that whole, I did a study a couple of years back. I did a Bible study with some girls, and it's actually quite fascinating, the whole timeline of the kings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you mentioned Cassie reading chronologically. She's going to see that when she gets into it.
Right, right.
Because there's a whole chronological order of how these kings come about. Anyway, so well, we're kind of getting into the... Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, this is so interesting how, you know, we, I mean, because we've read through the Bible, we kind of know the history and everything, but you know, it all starts in just, it's what, three verses right here at the end that we'll probably be able to go back to and say, this was the beginning of it.
Yes.
You know,
but there's 10 tribes in Israel. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. The beginning of the split. Like, I've never really realize, I guess this is the beginning of where the kingdoms split in Israel, but this is the introduction to it. As you know, this one little thing can lead to this big, huge thing later on because it's never resolved.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. All right. Well, I put a little dog ear on that page. I'm just going to put beginning of the split. I don't know how else to say it, but all right. And I'm putting in a little asterisk next to that verse 43. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to be like, why did I write that? Why did I put that little star next to that? That's funny. All right. Well, I think we covered it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of David being a good example of who Jesus was, now we're at that point where we always give everybody the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So we always say this prayer every day, in case there's somebody out there who feels like God's calling them. So we're going to lead you in the prayer. It's not a special, any magical. It's all between you and God and what your heart is, and deciding to make a choice for Jesus, basically. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your son Jesus on the cross. It is his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you said that prayer for the first time ever, congratulations and welcome into the adopted family of Jesus. You are now a brother or sister in Christ, and that's huge. It's a day of celebration, so angels are celebrating right now that you decided. We always recommend that you, mark it in your Bible or somewhere that today is a day that you want to celebrate every year. It's a new birthday. We also suggest that you get to a church or a pastor, somebody who can answer questions. Get involved with your church, mm-hmm. either through a ministry, Bible study. Small groups are huge. Mission work. Whatever God think, you know, whatever you think God is telling you to do, you know, use your gifts to further the kingdom. And we would love to hear from you. If you did accept Jesus today, Jeremiah, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can email us at Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org, Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us through Facebook or Instant Messenger, or leave comments on any of our posts, verses of the day. We do get all those notifications and we do follow up on them. So anything you want to tell us, prayer requests, anything, just please, please let us know.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And if you need prayer, we're happy to pray for you. You can, again, send us a message, email, whatever it is, you can contact us, but we'd love to pray for you. So, So now we can chit chat for just a short period of time. We wanted to bring up Lent, which mm-hmm. I mentioned on Friday. I did my little blip. I didn't tell anybody what I was giving up, though. So
you didn't, because I don't know.
But what did you give up?
Diet soda.
Yep, that's huge.
Yes, very huge, very huge, very huge. So, the thing is, we're giving something up, right? So that we can reflect and pray and learn discipline and all these aspects because it's a sacrifice it's nowhere near the sacrifice Jesus gave, but I guess it's a something that we do. And it's, yeah, I've been, every time I think about it, yeah, I pray. I guess is what the point is too, right? And it's something I drink a lot of, and I guess it does, it's a, I guess too, when I think I'm stressed or worried or anxious, I do tend to drink more of it. So
yes,
it's interesting.
Yeah. Yes, I found myself. Okay, so before I tell everybody what I did. So in previous years, as Catholics, we always gave up something to eat. It was like a fasting. So mm-hmm. it was like, give up chocolate or coffee or like what you're doing right now with, giving up diet drinks, which is huge, especially if they're caffeinated, because then, getting over that caffeine headache is huge. So
I didn't even think about that.
Did you get a caffeine? You don't get a caffeine headache?
I had a headache the other day.
That's what it was from, was getting out of the caffeine. You're like It's a drug. Caffeine's a drug.
I mean, I've had tea a couple of days.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I know that when I stop drinking coffee or Diet Coke or all of the above. Now, I don't drink Diet Coke anymore, which is what I was going to say. I gave up Diet Coke like 3 years ago and I haven't gone back. Like every once in a while, if I go out to dinner, I'll have a Diet Coke. But I don't drink hardly any soda ever.
Yeah. I drink lots.
Yeah. It's not good for you. You gotta get off.
I know. And I guess I was thinking, because now that I'm actually like thinking about it, like on a different level, I guess like it is something I tend to when I'm stressed or something, I'm like, oh, I gotta have a soda or feeling anxious. And so in recent times I've been, you know, there are times where I drink more than others. And it's like, oh man, that is something I'm kind of helping make me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's sad.
If you go back to that and you replace it with, like you said, you know, it's funny because, okay, so I was finding myself, my go-to when I didn't want to do something or, like at night, if I wake up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I found myself grabbing my iPad or my phone and playing games. If I'm on my computer and I'm trying to get like my work done, like the budget or whatever that I'm working on, I start playing solitaire because I don't really want to do it.
Right.
So that's what I've given up. I've given up my games on my iPad and on my computer. Now, with that said, like you said, every time I'm ready to grab my phone to like play a game, I'm like, I'm giving that up because Jesus gave up something for me. So this little small pittance of something that I can give up, it doesn't even, like you said, doesn't even compare.
Obviously. Right, right.
But at least it's putting Jesus back in my brain. So, and then I'm like, okay, so instead of playing a game, I'm actually going to do my work like I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Whatever you do unto the Lord. So, you know, whatever work I'm supposed to be doing, I'm lifting it up to God. So anybody out there, you don't have to be Catholic to give up something for Lent. It's not a Catholic thing. It could be anybody out there. You know, it brings you closer back to God is what I feel like. So,
yeah.
Well, is that it? Are we done?
I think so.
That was really good. That was a good. Yeah. Good session.
It felt good to get back into it. Yeah.
I know. All right. So Mondays, we're going to we have to make it work.
Yes. Mondays should be a little bit better.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, everybody out there, look for us together on Mondays from now on. And I'll be leaving on vacation on Friday. So
I just found out about that.
I know. So Jeremiah might be, it's spring break and, you know, I'm trying to grasp as many moments with Gabriel as I possibly can. So I don't have too many more years of this left. So, so possibly Jeremiah may be covering for me a few times. I don't know.
We'll see.
Roll with it. So, anyway, that's it for today. We are so glad you are able to join us for yet another episode of Leap of Faith Podcast. I will see you tomorrow. And Jeremiah,
see you next time.
All right. God bless everybody.